Hi, Jim and them. I hear that your podcast is absolutely incredible. It's a showstopper every time.
Just take a minute, okay? You have something to say. I have something to say, all right? So let's just talk, okay?
Jim and them are pop culture, bro. I know that.
Well, fuck, let's get it then.
Quiet down now. It is time to watch the show. Yes, it started. Don't be licking me no more. Matter of fact, could you get me a handy why?
With their powers combined, they become pop culture. With their powers combined, they become Jim and Them, the greatest podcast in the world.
Cut some papers, you bitches.
This is a comedy show.
And we taking over the industry. We taking over the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's make something amazing happen right now.
Woo! Know what time it is? It's a comeback.
Feldman here. These are evil, sick, twisted people. Okay, so the name of the show is called Jim and Them.
That's right, Corey. Welcome, everybody. This, my friends, is Jim and Them. You're tuned in every Friday night, 7-ish Pacific time, live. Shout outs to the real ones in the YouTube chat and in the Twitch chat.
Whoa, we got filth pigs hanging out in chat.
Yeah, both. We did. I was able to get it. I figured it out. Twitch.tv/Jim and Them is also working. But also we got the real ones, of course, in the YouTube chat. What do we got? We got Slasher Mini Films. Steven Rampersad.
Larry Winkle coming through.
Pork and Beans. Jesse Velado. Larry Winkle, of course.
Hugo.
Of course, Larry Winkle.
Oh, Hugo, it's going fast speech. Now. Everyone, Bubbles.
Uncle Salty Jowls.
That's just a few of the real ones. Over in the Twitch, we got Ghostly Squids, and we got, Mr. Crunch Cat. Thank
bunch
you
of
so much.
At the Twitch.
Yeah, bunch of sickos. Bunch of sickos.
What's
in
wrong
Twitch?
With you?
Why? Thank you for joining us on this fine Friday night. We are the Comeback Kings, you know.
Jim, we know.
Yeah, as everyone knows.
I'm the Comeback Freak. Where's the butt?
So yeah, a few things like right off the top as we get started. This, my friends, is a Corey Feldman show. Actually, you know what? I realized we're not going to be able to use this much longer.
Cool.
Because, what? You don't even know what it is yet.
I know. I just thought I'd say
sack
that.
Sack of shit. because they're taking Skype away, so we should.
Shit.
Jim and them on Skype. Jim and them on Skype. Jim and them on Skype. Jim and them on Skype, bitch.
I mean, just to play it, because, again, that's not going to be usable much longer because Skype's going away. And what's funny is... thank you, Max Murder.
Wait, a true no comment?
Yeah, it's true no comment.
Oh, I love it. Right off the bat.
Thank
first
you so
one.
Much, Max. Much love to you.
Yeah.
It's funny is that because, you know, we have like a call-in number and we have Skype. recently hearing, like, people are always surprised that we just answer it. Because I guess most shows, they don't do that. They don't just, like, answer the call. Like, no, it's hello. Who's there?
We put our number out there. You know what? In some ways, that's probably, like, a blessing, though. Because it means that a lot of people that we would not want to have to talk to haven't been calling
us. No, they still call.
I mean, or if you want, you can always leave a voicemail during the week. And as long as I don't forget... absolutely. We'll play it during the motherfucking intro.
Also, sometimes it's a goof. He'll just answer, and you'll be like, "Oh shit!"
Yeah. Sometimes I might just be editing or something, and I'll just answer and be like, "Hello," and everyone's like, "Oh, I was gonna leave a voicemail.
I'm sorry. I love you.
prank caller. I'm a prank caller.
Baba booey, Jim and them."
But yeah, I mean, a few things like right off the top here. Oh wait, hold on. Did I lose it? Oh no, I got it here. I mean, one thing we need to talk about before we get into anything is basically 4 weeks from tonight, the Jim and Them Streamathon will start. For the longest time, we thought like, oh, it's far away. Like, we don't have to worry about that.
It feels so far away until like moments ago. I was like, wait a second.
Hold on. I'm trying to pull this up for the
it's like a month away. Here.
Great pick.
Yeah, right? But yes, the return of the Comeback Kings, the Jim and Them Streamathon, will be on Friday, May 16th.
What's the Streamathon, Jim?
Well, the Streamathon, we will stream for, what did we do, 30 hours? Well, we did 31 hours last time.
Something like that.
So, you know, it's just hanging with your boys. As we do a goddamn mega stream.
This is my first live stream. I've just discovered a channel recently. Awesome content.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you, George Kaptur. It didn't say this is your first super chat, though. Does that count, Mike?
Seems like it. If we take him at his word.
Mike, George Kaptur. First super chat. You know what that means. First super chat name. First super chat name. Uh-oh. Here comes George. He loves our content. First super chat name.
It's
don't
George.
Slack on this one, Mike.
Don't worry. It seems like this George guy's got a new girlfriend every week. George Capturza.
There you go, George. What?
From Seinfeld.
Okay.
Jeff, they're supposed to be bad.
I just understand.
Thank you, Sanford. Sanford did a true no TTS.
Thank you so much.
Actually, that reminded me.
I hate TTS.
George's super chat did remind me. We got a first super chat during one of our premieres this week.
Oh.
Now, can someone request their own name, or how does that work?
No, unless it's really bad.
No, because it's not even bad. It's kind of good.
No.
Because Pyrex Pa was their first super chat. They wanted Yoko Buns, but I don't know if you can... can request.
So here's the thing, Pyrex Pa. What I do is I think of the worst thing and the first thing, and that's what your nickname is.
Oh, first super chat name. First super chat name. Pyrex Pa. Sorry, you don't get to request your first super chat name, Mike.
Yeah, he thought he was going to be Yoko Buns, but instead he's T Pyrex Pa.
Okay, yeah. They take me a second.
yes.
Imagine a world thinking you're going to get a good first super chat name.
Yeah, that's reserved for $500 and up.
Yeah.
But, so the Streamathon, we will be taking donations for the Streamathon.
Yeah, explain the rules, Jim.
Because, we'll be taking, because we don't count the three, we'll be doing a show, obviously, that night. So, like, I guess we've been doing longer than 3 hours technically on the show.
Yeah.
But for at least those three to four hours for the show, we don't count. Those are free. Those are included no matter what.
Yes.
But we start at 5 p.m. Pacific time, so we start a little bit early. We go all through Friday night, all through Saturday. I haven't set up the links yet on jimandthem.com, but I'll get them set up this week. On jimandthem.com, there'll be donation links.
Like when we hit thresholds, we add an hour to how long the stream goes.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, yeah, like you said, no. Last year it was at least, it was like 32 or 34 or something. It was some, it was in the 30s. We went 30 hours.
Yeah, I
hours.
Think we did 31 or 32, I think. Because yeah. The first year we did 30 hours.
Yeah.
We might have to be a cap on that one.
Yeah,
year.
We'll have to put kind of a cap on it.
We're too famous now.
But yeah, I mean, it's a lot of fun. We'll play some board games. We'll do some Jackbox with the listeners. We did like a murder mystery thing.
If you showed up to the New Year's Eve hang,
yes.
It's like it's got that kind of vibe to it where we're still doing fun stuff, but we're doing the types of stuff that we wouldn't normally always do on the show. Like Jim said, sometimes we'll have listeners involved in stuff. We did a murder mystery last time where we had some people that were listening jump in, and we had characters and did stuff.
Well, and it was the birth of Obama. Sometimes,
yeah, that's
us being delirious leads. We to
get
a great thing.
We get pretty delirious, and we laugh. We get silly and giggle at a lot of dumb things, and we kept saying Obama.
Yeah, we were doing Trump impressions, and for some reason, I remembered Obama existed, and it just became a thing.
Oh yeah, Mike made it up.
I didn't mean. I don't mean like I made it up. Just we hadn't talked about Obama in ages.
I made it up.
Hi Heather, we know you're here.
Thank you, Royale. Yes, shout outs to Heather HDM. Shout outs to Heather in the chat. Oh, we know you'll be there for the streamathon.
We don't sleep though. This isn't something where we take shifts.
Oh yeah, no, we don't sleep.
Or you watch us sleep. We just do a show. I mean, sometimes you'll watch us like.
Sometimes
eat,
it's a hang. Yeah, like
or,
it's not
like,
as.
We'll have a video package of some type that we put together for it that you'll be watching while one of us goes to the bathroom or we eat lunch or something. But it's the stream does not stop.
Yes. Yeah. And I got plans for stuff. We're gonna have a couple locations set up, or at least a downstairs location.
We went
downstairs and played. We played Mall Madness downstairs. We have like wireless mics we can attach to ourselves so we can like be different places.
But yeah, it's a hangout. You can hang out with your boys. I mean, we're still weeks away, but it's just I did want to put it out there just so people are aware. May 16th, because it's the Jim and Them anniversary. Like the first time we did it, we didn't do it as the anniversary, but last year we did it on like the Jim and Them birthday, basically.
Yeah. 18 years, we're gonna be legal.
Yes, we're gonna be doing Jim and Them for 18 years.
Some fucking gross 41-year-old's gonna fuck us.
That's why, because sometimes I've seen a couple people mention. Thank you, CM Casey.
Yeah.
And also Max Murder had another one, but it didn't play anything for his for some reason. But a few people have mentioned how like I respond to like every YouTube comment. And it's like, yeah, I do, because I've done this for so long that, like, you know, we do it for the love, but I really appreciate that people watch and comment. So I will take the time to read the comments and respond to them.
We also
even the people
have,
that hate us, even the people, there was this guy he had a few comments the other day. He kept calling Mike New Metal Mike.
Oh, I haven't seen that one because I read through a lot of them.
Yeah,
and I respond to the ones I think are funny or something like that. But I haven't seen New Metal Mike.
He's calling you new. I don't even
in
know
a good way or a bad.
But he kind of was making it seem like he wanted more New Metal Mike. He said you have New Metal tattoos, which doesn't make sense.
Ooh. Because are you all have tattoos, New Metal tattoos.
I guess.
I mean, I've got Sailor Moon tattoos. I've got Princess Rapunzel on two places on my body.
You don't have any
flames. New Metal.
You don't have any flames.
Yeah, no spider webs. Yeah. No barbed wire.
But
nothing tribal.
But yeah, no.
You know what? People think my Final Fantasy 14 tattoos
are
tribal.
I could see those thinking. Yeah, I could see that.
People see my neck tattoos, and what they don't know any better, they think they're tribal tattoos.
So in the same vein, like, yeah, we're doing this for the love. So we've been doing this a long time. So we really love that there's a lot of new people finding the show. We really appreciate it.
Yeah.
So if I've given you a heads up, if this sounds something you want to hang out for, you got to put in work, time off at work or something, or you want to set aside that weekend, hang with the boys. I mean, are we going to put anyone on blast and be like, can you hang with us the whole time? Ooh. You think there's someone out there that can hang with us the whole time?
We had a couple people that like came really close and tried last time.
Hold on, I can't find my Skype. Oh, there it is. Who's on the line?
Who's on the line?
It's just Pork Fang.
Sup?
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
Huh?
That's it. Goodbye.
Okay. Bye. See ya. Thank you.
I didn't hear what his thing was. See ya, man.
He's just making sure the line works.
I think, yeah, he was just like, maybe they'll answer.
And we did. You know what another strength of the Streamathon is that I always forget about until people mention it?
The international people.
Yes, there are people that, well, honestly, sometimes even just East Coast people.
True, because we're like, late on the East Coast.
Yeah, where like they've never had an opportunity to see the show live, or they can only check in here or there, watch videos. This is the perfect opportunity where like you can chime in at any time you want, and for basically 2 days straight, more or less, you're going to find us there. So you like, that might be your first opportunity to jump on and like see us when you can't normally watch us.
A lot of times they get to run the show depending on how
that's
tired
true.
We are.
Yeah. Sometimes we'll like, hey, have you hang
like Chris Coles and them are like in charge.
Or like when we did the Myrtle Mystery, I think that like two of our, we had like an Irish and a UK listener as a part of, and they're like, yeah, we never get to watch you live.
And you know what? Actually, I should, let me bring this up real quick while we're talking about it. I mean, I'm not, maybe we'll just use it during the Streamathon, but I was thinking of, I don't have a set plan in stone yet, but I think I'll figure out a way to use this. If you're out there and you want to make a quick video of saying Jim and Them is pop culture, I know that.
Oh.
Send it to jimandthem@gmail.com.
That's a great idea.
If you want to make just a quick video of yourself saying Jim and Them are pop culture, I know that. And you could even do a Zen Feldman if you want. You could do yourself. You could do Trump doing it if you want. I'm just throwing out ideas.
You could do Jeff doing Trump doing it.
Mm. Oh, wait. Okay, real one. Were you the one talking about Andy Signore? I think the real one is the one that was calling you New Metal Mike.
Okay.
Now, did you make this up about Andy Signore talking about us, or did Andy Signore really talk about us? Because we actually have history with Andy Signore.
I don't know who
I So I can't tell name. If this person's doing a bit or not.
Okay.
Andy Signore is the guy from...
Oh.
I forget what film site it was.
Is it not Slash Film? It's
not
the other
Slash
one.
Film.
Not Screen Rant.
Screen... No. Screen Crush? Not something
like
that.
Now I remember.
It was a YouTube channel.
He was like, he was in people's DMs, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay,
I
remember.
We made fun of his sexting that he did.
Also, did you think my tattoos were tribal? My neck tattoos. Is that why you think I'm New Metal? Or is it just because I love Limp Bizkit?
I was going to say, you love Limp Bizkit. We'll wait.
Yeah, we're waiting.
Get back to us. call into the show.
I'm spacing. What did he get fired from, though? What was...
Yeah, what was
Because, yeah, Honest Trailers... Who does Honest Trailers? Oh, isn't there like
a Massacre or something, maybe? I don't know.
I remember it was one that I had heard of. Like, it wasn't Bloody Disgusting. It wasn't Screen Rant. It wasn't Slash Film, but it was one of the known ones.
Because people are mentioning Popcorn Planet. That's his new channel. But he had a different channel that they fired him from. Screen Junkies.
That's what it was.
Junkies. It was Screen Junkies. Although, I feel like this dude's probably trolling. I don't think he talked about us. Maybe he did, though, because... our channel got reinstated in our video that says Andy Signore, sexual predator.
He's back making the rounds.
Oh, yeah. Boost that video. Go like that video.
I mean, well, the funny thing is it used to just say Andy Signore, sexual predator, like with no question mark. This was before anyone even knew us.
Like, you know what, man?
No. He emailed me. Or he messaged me on Twitter, I think.
I remember that.
And he was like, hey, man, I'm trying to like come back. Can you like change that title? And I was like, all right, I'll change it.
I got you.
And I just put a question mark.
I put the emoji that's going.
But also, I mean, we goof on his text, but we don't really think he's a predator.
I think we actually, in the video,
we kind of defend
we're
him. We
sort
just,
of on his side. We're like, oh, he's just a fucking guy.
We just said he was a nerd. Like,
yeah.
It's,
what, did you not watch the video called Andy Signore, sexual predator Andy Signore?
I mean, I get it. It would be. Like any of us, if you get our sex get leaked, you're gonna sound nerdy in them, and that's all we kind of goofed on was that whole
idea. I don't know. I'm always talking in Latin during my
true.
Sex, which is fucking cool.
Yeah. Anyways,
I'm always sexting in old English.
It would be funny if he. Well, real one. Email me the link to the video if he talked about us, because I'd be interested in checking that out. Because again, I feel like we're fair to him.
Yeah.
And we don't hate him or anything, unless he's talking shit.
I don't know anything about him.
But you know what? That also reminds me, what happened to all our faves, dude? With all this Corey Feldman stuff going on, now that we've kind of had more of like things have simmered down a little bit since we got our OG channel back. We're still trying to get the other channel back. But now I've had a little bit time to reflect. Like, dude, where the fuck were our faves? They didn't have our back.
That's
or
true.
Your faves in the chat.
That's
everyone,
true.
Everyone loves the bonfire. People love to say that we ripped the bonfire off. The bonfire covers Corey Although, I mean, maybe, do they cover him?
I don't think they do anymore. It's Robert Kelly and Big J, so they just talk about porn.
Yeah, yeah, okay, they started covering him, like, after us, I'm pretty sure.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying, like, if they, do they still cover them as regularly? Because if they're still covering them as regularly and they didn't cover him making a fucking IG video about us and getting our channel taken away, then what's up with our faves, bro? Why are our faves not being real? Who's on the line?
Who's on the line?
Who's on the line? Jessica, your favorite stalker.
Wow, welcome back.
Hey, what's up?
What's that?
Hey, what's up, Mike? You remember me? Are you scared me now?
No, I remember who you are.
Oh, good. You never responded to my message, bitch.
What message?
Huh?
Where is it?
Huh? What do you mean?
You have the retard app?
I've been messaging you on Discord, and you just ignore me.
I don't have any messages.
What did the messages say? Read it. Read us one.
I think it said, like, hey, sexy man, what's up? And he was like,
maybe that's why I didn't respond. I did not see that, but if I did, I probably wouldn't respond to that.
Exactly. So I just wanted to say, if this is my last call, Mike, I still love you. Always love you. And
I'm sorry.
Corey Feldman sucks. Goons forever. Fuck Jake Perry. Fuck Heather Don May. Mike, I love you. Yeah.
Aww.
Don't read those texts out loud, Mike. They're a little weird.
Thank you, Jessica.
Okay, bye, guys.
Bye.
Thank you for the call, Jessica. Don't keep messaging Mike.
I'm scrolling back pretty far, and I don't see them.
But yeah, no, people in the chat, Drew Lane is a real one.
Drew Lane felt like an ally. Yeah.
Yes, Drew Lane was an ally. But even like, I've noticed, I don't know if...
Drew Carey, though.
No. Yeah,
not fucking Cleveland from that
sucks.
Guy.
I don't know if Anthony Cumia runs the Compound Clips YouTube, or there's a channel that has like Compound Media Clips.
No way.
So maybe it's someone else, but they've been putting up a lot of Corey stuff, obviously. I mean, I get it. He goofs on Corey. But what's up with our faves? Why are they not covering, even if you're not like, if you don't know about us or, you know, want to promote us or something, how would you not cover him crashing out on a video calling us out? And especially when we got our channel taken away. I'm losing faith in our faves.
Yeah.
They're not our faves at all. And that's why,
yeah,
Jim.
You know
our
what I'm saying?
Were maybe just clout chasers to begin with.
Our
that's why they copied our videos.
Our faves did show up, and the people that aren't our faves are who you thought were our faves.
I wouldn't even go down that path. It's not, whatever. It's a goofy clown, and everyone's laughing at the clown. I can't tell someone not to goof on the clown. But I'm just saying, if you're covering Corey or you cover Corey's antics, how do you turn a blind eye when he makes that crazy video about us? Or, again, I mean, maybe you didn't hear he got our channel taken away, but at the very least, I looked at his IG earlier, and that video of him talking about us has the most views of, like, any of his recent videos, because it's him looking like a skeleton yelling about filth pigs and Jim and them. You know what I mean?
Well, and at the very least, like, I would have expected more videos like The Shape. Like, it's sick. It's just that's how little fans he has. It's like nobody checks on.
He has zero reach.
He saw that something was 15 minutes. We're like, I'm not watching 15 minutes of Corey.
Yeah, but I'm just saying. I don't know. I'm side eyeing you in the chat. Think of your faves right now. I'm side eyeing them because they don't have Jim and them's back. I don't have your back.
I don't have anyone's back.
Yeah, where the hell is Barstool?
If anything happens to you guys, coverage.
Yeah, exactly. Where was El Prez? El Prez should have covered that
shit. Oh, he texted me and I forgot to reply. Yeah. I thought he was Jessica.
Where's TMZ? Why didn't TMZ have our back?
We reached out. Nothing.
No, but as soon as he hops on Corgan talking about Johnny Depp, everyone's on the fucking horn.
I thought you said TMC, and I was like, TMC?
Why would Turner Movie
Classics not have our back?
Thank you for not rushing in and trying to correct me then.
No. I don't know
except
if anyone
you did. Now that I think about it in hindsight, you did.
No, I didn't because I was
Texas
thinking.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah, I was trying to think. I'm like, what does TMC stand for that I wouldn't know? And then I realized it was Z and I'm stupid.
Well, why don't you give Jim some TLC and say sorry?
But dude, but yeah, you know what? Someone said sofa dudes are lame in the chat. But now, well, at least I think the sofa dudes did name us. That's all recently. That's all I wanted. So they're actually a notch above your faves right now.
They're rewriting history. Aren't they saying they like us now?
I don't know if they said they like us, but they named us. That's all I wanted. That's fun. And now I'm cool with them. The friendship arc is back in play.
Acknowledge me.
But yeah. That's why I'm just saying when you see, and people are already doing this without me asking them, which I love to see. So when you see some of these, when people make these Corey videos, ask them why they're not talking about Jim and them.
Yeah.
Or, you know, just mention Cocoa Buns or mention fucking the Ferris podcast that there is.
Filth pigs.
But in that same vein, people kept sending me this video earlier this week, and I didn't bother watching it because it was just it was another guy reacting to Corey. So I was like, oh, what's the point of covering that? But now I did end up watching it because Corey, actually, as I get into it here.
It's time to look at Corey's Twitter.
Oh, is it some bootlicking loser?
Now, well, do you like, who's the I Believe in a Thing Called Love band?
Oh, the guy from Darkness?
What's the name of that? Is that the name of that band?
The Darkness, yeah.
Just as Justin Hawkins. I think he's from that band.
Oh.
But Justin Hawkins, he made a video a while back about Corey, although it was in like 2022 and he was covering the Today Show. So it was a little late, but he was still covering it. And then he did a follow-up video covering just the general Corey freakouts, and this is who Corey was referencing when we watched the Corgan video, and he's like, oh, this guy with a guitar saying that, like, hey, he's doing art, he's doing stuff, and then a few years later he's like, oh, it's all a joke.
Gotcha.
That's who Corey was specifically referencing, Justin Hawkins. I didn't watch the video until today because Corey tweeted earlier, happy Good Friday, peeps, get it? Hashtag peeps. As it's a holiday, I had to share about a bloke in the UK who publicly questioned my authenticity as an artist and now apologize publicly. Parentheses, a solid move.
I like how he goes uncaps for that.
And is asking me to come on his show to debate. What do you think? Should I?
For how long? 15 minutes and then he'll never talk to him again?
Exactly. Let him know. Let Corey, your fave, know that your faves, Jim and them, are asking him to come on the show for 15 minutes. So I watched the video. I trimmed it down. It was like 16 minutes. I just trimmed it down to kind of the main stuff.
Is hashtag peeps because it's Easter and the candy?
Yes.
Yes.
Yep. It's genius, Mike.
Wow.
It's crazy. Whoosh. He would speak up during the Holy Week after what he did.
Yeah, right?
To Jesus.
Hold on. Let me pull this up. So here's his... It was labeled as like an apology.
Is it clearly not an apology and you didn't...
Okay. No, it kind of is. I mean, I can't blame Justin Hawkins because he seems like... I haven't watched any of his other videos, but he seems like it's just... He talks music a bit. Maybe he talks other stuff as well. But his general attitude is more so like, even if it's something he's making fun of, like in kind of a dry British way, it's still the idea of like, hey, people are creating. That's great.
It wasn't meant to be a takedown. And
it's more so like, hey, people are talking. Like, at least you got people talking, even if it's kind of silly. But I think what I do have to say, like, it's not a bit, dude. He's one of the guys that is of this narrative of, it's you know,
Corey's a character.
It's a character. He's like, he's an act because it ties in with he being an actor. So it's performance art or whatever.
Yeah, all of Corey's victims thought that too.
Well, good day to you, one and all. It is I, Justin Hawkins, and this is Justin Hawkins Rides Again.
Well, and what's great about this is we're gonna watch him watching Corey, but then he also watches his old videos to like refresh his mind on what he said to Corey's old videos. So we'll be reacting to him, reacting to himself.
Hell yeah.
From his older stuff.
I'm going to be like that guy from Scanners. My head's just going to fucking explode.
Obama.
Love you, Mike. Jeff, you're mean. Jake, I love you.
I don't love you.
Jake.
Yeah, all right, Jessica. Yeah, I guess I'm just sitting here running the fucking boards, editing all the videos.
Yeah.
Yeah, who gives a fuck, right?
Right.
I'm just kidding. Please don't DM me.
Today, I'm going to be talking about some reaction to my own reaction. Like, I'm playing reaction ping pong. But
well, I like a ping twist pong as well,
like an anonymous, I think it's anonymous reaction ping pong. Somebody wrote to me on Instagram and said, he's definitely talking about you. And they were talking about Corey Feldman, who's given an interview in which he has blasted his critics. Anyway, I thought I'd have a look at what's been said and ask the question, does he have a point? It's only fair. It's only fair.
Ooh. Shouldn't have given out the number earlier. Who's on the line?
Who's on the line?
Hi, Mike. It's Jessica. Can you hear me, Mike?
I like how this guy's like, you know when I should call in? When there's an ambulance directly behind me.
I think that's part of the bit, isn't it?
Yeah, it might be part of the bit.
Is this part of the bit?
I'm in the hospital, Mike. I've got them surrounded. They're going to blow up the ICU.
Way to go, Jessica. Don't
Come
do
back
it.
To the barn.
Don't do it, Jessica.
Come back to the barn, Mike. I'm going to blow my brains out. Bye.
She was saying, come back to the farm. It was Jessica.
All right.
If the sirens were a part of it, then that's good. I thought it was just some dummy on their cell phone.
His critics. Anyway, I thought I'd have a look at what's been said and ask the question, does he have a point? It's only fair. It's only fair. Anyway, a year later, following a spate of performances in which his behaviour was questioned, I did a second episode looking at his authenticity as a musician. I suppose.
Oh, so he was like calling out the thing that we are always, that he's just like paper thin, frustrated all the time on stage, that he doesn't know how. He has zero composure and he's always mad at his band.
Yeah, I mean, I've only seen segments that he's shown in this video, but I feel like, at least seeing that, he did kind of, like, his theory was definitely running into a wall in a lot of places, because it's like, oh, is he acting? But why is he yelling at people? Like, he was calling out the standard stuff of, like, you're yelling at your band through the microphone, so, like, everyone, you're not even doing, like, some asshole singers will yell, but they won't, they'll be like, hey, what the fuck, so the crowd can't hear or whatever, but he's doing it through the PA.
Yeah.
Thing was that he was kind of doing one of those method acting things where, because there's so many calamitous events at his gigs that it's really difficult to imagine that it's just straight
it
up.
It really is.
Yeah. I get it. Now, I can't blame him.
I like the way he said that.
Calamitous.
I can't blame him for this thought, because I see this a lot in the comments as well, because I get it. To the layman out there, you're like, how the fuck could this happen over and over again? And it's like, because of Feldman, dude. Like, it's, I need like a WWJD necklace, but it just says because Feldman.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, how does he always mess up his wardrobe changes or the click track plays? Or
you need a bracelet that says, how would Feldman fuck this up?
Yeah, right? It's like
that perfect confluence of like being unprepared, but also being arrogant. And like, just the where it meets is every show he ever puts on.
And there's also this thing, one thing I'll give Corey credit for, and honestly, for all the shit we get about bullying Corey Feldman, we're constantly giving him credit. Yeah. Check the tapes.
Fairest
we're constantly giving him
in the
credit.
World.
Yeah.
But he really knows how to kind of build a narrative, because he in this video, he even has Justin Hawkins like going through this, because, you know, in the Corgan interview, Feldman's like, you know, yeah, you take your things for 30 years of performing and cut together just the mess ups. There's not 30. Let's get this straight. There's not 30 years of performances.
Just low Serville. If we just take those performances, it's like every week, Jim, you were coming in here with like three new freakouts every week during a single like summer tour.
Yes. And even though, he's technically been kind, not even really making music, because all his music is re-released old stuff.
Yeah.
Outside of, I mean, he had Angelic to the Core, which was different from Truth Movement, and then whatever the fuck was before that. But there's not this idea of he's been touring for 30 years. Sure, he's been on a few tours. Uh-huh. He's dabbled in music a little bit. But let's get this idea out of the way that he's been on the road, like, this guy, or even Billy Corgan or something like that.
Well, he drives on the road. He records music.
Right?
If we're being fair, he can be on the road with his music, although the band breaks down a lot.
Yeah. The literal word.
More artsy than that. I don't even think that's a critique. I was admiring that, I think. Anyway, now Corey has been speaking to Billy Corgan, best known as the Chief Smashing Pumpkin.
Literally, there was this guy, and I don't even know his name.
I already know that he's talking about me. I don't even know his name. I don't think that's true. Why mention that you don't know the person's name?
Oh, that's what he does.
Yeah. We know that pretty well.
Yeah.
Friend of the show, Justin Hopkins. Welcome.
Yeah, that's why I had to leave that in there. I'm like, yeah, see, you understand, Justin. He does the same shit with us. Where he's like, apparently it's a show. I've never seen it. I don't know what they are.
I was thinking about that in the car, and it's like, he'd be better off not saying that, because then we'd actually think he's never seen our stuff. But since he always prefaces it with that, we know that it's not true.
Well, he has to lean on that extra hard now, because he has at least called us out by name in his own video before. So now he has to lean into like, I've never seen him. I don't know. I just hear they say bad words about me.
I don't even know his name. I don't think that's true. Why mention that you don't know the person's name and then go on to say it? Just say my name. Say my name. Say my name, Corey. But I do think he's been a little bit... that's a little bit of a prevarication, I think.
But he's some English dude who...
I am an English dude. I'm mostly that guy.
He sits there with a guitar and talks.
Sometimes I have a guitar in my hand. It's true.
No, I was going to say, hey, Justin Hopkins, you pause the video a lot, guy.
I am unbothered by it.
No, I'm unbothered, too.
I think it's just fine. But I think that as long as he has something funny to say or something clever to joke about, then it's just fine.
I'm just saying, I haven't checked yet, but when I go over to his comments, I better see quite a few comments about how he's pausing the video all the time.
These are literally the people, you'll see a YouTube short where it's just a video and a guy's in the corner is like,
yes, dude, I hate those.
Like, and it's like 8 billion views.
Yeah.
Like, oh, cool.
And in his comments, I better also see Cocoa Buns a bunch of times.
Crap about people. Or,
hey, that's not... I never talk crap about people. Not directly, anyway.
Start anew, because all
I just
of a sudden...
suck at everything I do.
Thank you, Jessica. Welcome to the Wolf Pack. Oh. Much appreciated.
Literally, there was this guy, and I don't even know his name. So they're like plugging themselves as they're trying to desecrate my career.
I admire Corey Feldman's career. I think he's a brilliant, brilliant actor. And this is, I firmly believe that this is part of that act, if you know what I mean. This is an ongoing art project.
This guy,
you know what? So much credit, dude. It's way too much.
That's unfair how much credit it is.
The way you said that, I don't know if he means that.
I think he does believe it, though. I think it's similar.
I don't know if he means it.
I think it's a similar vibe to Billy Corgan, because there are other people I've noticed in the comments that really think that Billy Corgan is somehow making fun of Corey, but I don't think he is. Mm. I think it. We mentioned it on the show. I don't think it made the cut of the video. I think he's just kind of fascinated. It's probably too strong of a word, but I think he's just interested in Corey Feldman. Like, hey, this is a guy. He's been in Hollywood for, you know, 50 years at this point, and he dabbles in music. I'm interested in talking to him. He must have his own unique experience, and plus he has these wacky videos that everyone's always talking about. I don't think there's nefarious purposes behind what he's doing. I don't think he's a big fan necessarily either, and I think this guy's doing a similar thing.
I'll let the rest of it play out, but based on just that statement, I almost feel like that statement was a goof, but I'll let it play out.
Out after the Today Show, and he stood up for me and he said, you know what? It was art. It wasn't bad. People try to think it was bad. It wasn't. Let's look deeper at what he's doing here. This is ingenious. This is great. This is da da da. And I was like, wow, look, somebody gets it. This is awesome. I was all excited.
Well, that's what I always do, isn't it? The lack of self-awareness is probably the truest way to express yourself, isn't it? Because it's like he's immune to the embarrassment of it.
Yeah, that's not defending him. That's almost like that's just kind of rationalizing why he's bad, not saying he's good. Like, those are two very, very different things.
Well, that's him watching his old video, though.
Oh, no. But I'm saying that, like, if that's what Corey's talking about, saying, like, yeah, he was on my side, that's not someone being on your side.
Oh, right.
That's
someone
being like, yeah, that guy punched me in the face, and fuck him, but I know why he punched me in the face. Yeah.
That guy punched me in the face, but he's autistic and he has rage issues. Yeah. So, I mean, that's great.
That's like when we're like, hey, we're annoying, I get it, but also you shouldn't sue us.
All right. I think I might be over laying on a little bit thick in this, but yeah.
That same guy comes back 5 years, 7 years later and goes, I figured out the Corey Feldman thing. It's all a joke.
I don't think I said joke, actually. I think for somebody who's been in show business for that long, to try and sell us the idea that he's not aware that it's the wrong thing to do to shout down the microphone to complain to your lighting guy. It's just preposterous to me. I mean, this is hilarious and brilliant. Hello, hilarious and brilliant are positive things, aren't they? But it's acting. That's it. I think perhaps he's taken umbrage with my assertion that all is not authentic.
Yeah.
So I really do think he thinks, and I understand, okay. I probably would think that too.
It'd be hard not to, because it's either he's acting or he's a baffling lunatic.
He's the biggest bumbling fool in the world.
He's the antithesis of normal.
We deal with stuff. Stuff goes wrong constantly.
Yeah.
And we're constantly having meltdowns, and we're constantly...
Okay, I don't know about meltdowns. That's the bit where the sort of lack of self-awareness comes in, and, you know, the way one reacts to a situation like that. I mean...
I do love that he stopped on that point, because that's the thing we called out too. Like, you'd almost think that Korg would be like, "Well, hold on, I was giving you a few inches of, yeah, you know, hey, things happen, but we're not constantly melting down.
We all have meltdown every performance.
Yeah, your performances have like 20 of them every show. I've had like a couple over the last couple of years.
Can you tell me definitively, there's nothing performative about what you're doing? You are doing what you want to do.
It's all performative.
No, but I mean...
Okay, so... So I called it? Is that what's happened?
In performative meaning you're playing Corey Feldman, the crazy rocker guy. As
I'm not. I'm just me, man. That's, I'm just me. I know I'm just the artist. I'm just doing what I do.
Ooh, thank you, Schnapps.
Schnapps, baby.
Thank you for the super chat. Much appreciated.
I've said this before to my friends in privately and probably on this channel. I'd be more than inclined to spend good money on tickets to go and see Corey Feldman. It's one of my ambitions to see him live. Whether or not it is an art, you know, method acting project, or whether it's just authentic calamity that occurs because of, you know, because it's the things that we've seen that are preposterous have been collated and curated over the 30 years that he's been on the road. Or not. Who cares? I mean, the thing is...
First of all, we care. Second of all, to call it back again, he hasn't been on the road for 30 years.
Yeah.
Third of all, it wouldn't be a good time.
I've said that a million times. It seems like it would be a good time, and for 30 seconds, it might, and then you're going to realize, oh, wait, I'm at a Corey Feldman concert.
Well, it wouldn't be a good time, but we are at the point where we have to go next time. Nah, we do. Yeah,
I'm
we
busy.
Do, Mike.
Sorry, dude.
Nope.
Oh, shit, I can't
you've
make
signed
it.
The social, you've signed the social contract, damn. Mike.
Yeah.
Once you pass that threshold of stepping in this studio, you've signed the social contract of going to a Corey Feldman show.
There's no going back. You can't get jumped out of the game.
Yes. Yeah, it's only dying.
The body bag?
The only, if
blood
you,
in, blood out.
Yeah, if you die before he comes to town next, then yeah, you don't have to go.
Don't get any ideas about killing yourself.
Here's the beauty of my stance. That motherfucker is never coming to Vegas, so I'm just never going to have to worry about it.
He did not too long ago, though.
Yeah, once
you never
in, like,
know.
What, 20 years?
What was the other thing? Oh, but yeah, actually, but are we at that point?
Why hasn't Jeff said 1776 yet? Polizzo lauer doppisonop.
Oh, thanks. For,
what was that magic
Thanks
spell?
For reminding him, I guess.
What was
sweet.
Yeah, what was he saying?
Yeah, this thanks, reasonable Zenpai. British guy, 1776.
Thanks, Senpai.
The Jews.
Wait, that's what you do.
but it's not related to
it. Oh, okay.
but are we at the point, though, where could we go to the convention and pay for the photo op?
No.
And we walk in for the photo, he doesn't know it's us?
No way.
I don't think
no
so.
No way. Maybe before...
Maybe I'm too humble. I feel like we could still walk in and he doesn't know it's us.
I mean, he might Zen just video? Not remember at the moment.
Yeah. Before the Zen video, maybe, but not after the Zen video.
Like, even if we don't bring it up or anything, we just say, hey, big fans, we're just here for a picture.
If we're all dressed up in cosplay so that we don't look like ourselves, maybe. But if we're just ourselves, no way.
We all dress up like each other.
There's no way. And let's pretend. Maybe we could trick him. Adrian Skye would be there. She knows what we look like.
What if she's not there, though? What if
she's not?
Her?
If she's not there, I still believe he would know it was us.
The snow machine guy is real.
thank you, Chat Martin, PhD.
Yeah.
The snow machine guy is real. And you know what? The Hornetron is real.
It's real to me, damn it.
Like, we could dress up in costumes, especially if we had, like, masks on or face paint or something, and we could get away with it. But if we're ourselves and Adrian Skye's there, 0%. And if Adrian Skye isn't there, maybe, like, 5%.
So what if though, we get to the point where at least we get to the table? Then what happens?
He'll notice it's us. And
does he just walk away and then security
he goes,
has
I'm not,
to come
I'm
up?
Not handling these guys. Make them leave. He looks at whoever's in charge, and then they move us along.
All right, that's got
to
happen.
Yeah, there's no way.
That has to happen.
We would have to, if I'm dressed like fucking the Scarecrow from Wizard of Oz, and Jeff is
Dorothy. I'm the Tin Man.
Okay, I guess we're all from that. Okay, then yeah, Cowardly Lion, you got the hair, you got the mane.
Dorothy. You're Dorothy. I am a woman.
And then, yeah, you're the
and
Tin
I'm the
Man.
Tin Man.
And we're all dressed up, and you can't tell it's us, and we don't, then yes, we could probably get up and even talk to him for a little bit. But I also still think at that point, if we mention Jim and them, a flash of recognition will then reveal the truth. So I think you are being too humble. Yeah.
Dress up as angels. He will fall for it.
Thank you, Jessica. That's actually a great idea. Yeah. We'll just be angels.
Pre-Zen video, perhaps. Post-Zen videos, no way.
How long do we have to give it, though? If it's like a year and a half from now, maybe we get by.
No, we're burned into his brain.
We're
dude.
Core memory now.
Yeah, we're shut his eyes and we're dancing there like in his dreams.
So whatever you do, don't dress up as the Wizard of Oz characters when you go see him, because now he's on the lookout for Wizard of Oz cosplayers.
What would be funny is if someone who's not us dressed up like us, because that's the fun way. If some dude just like dressed up like me but wasn't me and then showed up and then did the thing, that would be funny.
Well, and also would be funny, and we already... we've already like speculated this a bunch of times, but just moving forward, any Jim that goes through the line now that's like, oh, who am I signing this for? Oh, can you sign this for Jim? And I was like, oh, what the
There's
fuck?
There's a hint of
what's going on?
Because it's the things that we...
Here we go. Hold on. I'm waiting for... Here we go.
Dress up as devils and return him to hell.
Thank you, Zenpai. Oh, yeah, Mike, we got the old voice back. I fixed it. Everything.
I'm loving the Australian lady voice. In fact, speaking of Streamathon, I think that's when I fell in love with her, last time Streamathon.
Yeah, Mike loved TTS during the Streamathon.
Did I?
Yeah, because that was TTS.
Oh, yeah, but we didn't get one like every 5 seconds. And it's
we did because I think it was just free at that
point. But during the Streamathon, also, it doesn't matter. It's just like effortless.
That's a great time for TTS. Yeah.
We've seen that a preposterous have been collated and curated over the 30 years that he's been on the road. Or not. Who cares? I mean, the thing is, it would be really fun, I think. And I've always said that. I've always...
He apologized. He said, who cares?
Brilliant deliberately or brilliant in that calamitous kind of what we're watching kind of way. And if I've offended or upset, and I know how hard it is to be on the receiving end of a backlash, I've experienced that myself. So I would never want to inflict that kind of sorrow on anybody, whether I consider them to be a fellow performer or whoever, really. So if anything that I've said has hurt you, Corey Feldman, I am really sorry. And I'd love to have you on this. Let's do a long form. I mean, if any...
So people were like, he didn't apologize. I'm like, yeah, he did. He apologized. He did. But everyone's like, no, he's British. You don't get it.
Yeah,
he's so
understand.
This is dry British humor. It's like, no, he just, I mean, and I don't have a problem with him apologizing. It's fine. Yeah. Again, he doesn't understand. Like, it's
he
ignorance.
Doesn't know. Yeah.
Like, what you need to tell this guy, if you see him or if you follow him on social media, just tell him he's ignorant. There's nothing wrong with being ignorant. You can't help it.
Yeah.
But you don't understand the depths of the goblin ghoul. You don't understand how deep the quarry hole goes.
And if you see him in public, tell him to step away from your woman and call him a motherfucker.
Yeah, wait, why?
That's a darkness song.
All right.
I do think that what they're saying, they're mixing up. I think when he calls him brilliant, that's him being British. What he really, I think when he says like, he's either brilliant because he's crazy or he's brilliant because this is on purpose, I think that's him being British, is using the term brilliant and people mixing that up a little bit.
Sure, but
I don't think his apology is him being British.
I still think he leans towards the idea I get it. Everyone wants to be ahead of the goof, and people think they're being ahead of the goof, and there's no goof.
Sometimes the goof is...
The goof is on you. Like,
goof is on you.
That'd be a great cover. Just change the one word.
The goof.
Everything else exactly
and
the same.
Goofy's
the goof,
voice.
The goof.
Gorsh. The goof.
You guys know Corey Feldman. Hit him up. Hit me up. And let's bury the hatchet and have a long form conversation on here.
You don't want that.
Oh, that's all I had. Okay, yeah. I trimmed. Yeah. There was more to it than, like, you kind of had a little bit more fun here and there. But I did just want to, I mean, I was a little annoyed that Corey seems to, like, be basking in the idea that this video came out. Because he, I do feel like maybe he's catching on a little bit where he is going to maybe try to lean into this idea of, like, being a little bit self-aware.
He can't keep it going for any length of time, though, because we saw him try before, and it's like, it was what, like 60 seconds before he was already backpedaling away? Yeah,
that's
he's
true.
Too much of a narcissist to, like, because he is doing it for real, and he just sucks at it.
And I think this guy would probably come away being more like us, because he would try to prompt, how much of this is you? And, like, he'd try to, like, is it this or is it that? And Corey would say it's neither. And this guy would be like, it has to be one of them. Yeah. And Corey would insist that it was neither.
Let's see. Hold on.
Obama.
Ever seen the documentary Best Worst Movie? The director of Troll 2 goes to a screening, learns his movie is laughed at, and gets ticked off.
Mm. I have seen that. That's a good one. Fandar Zelig. Thank you for the super chat. And yeah, that is a very good movie. Wolven Joker Lokenson, thank you so much. He did what you like, Mike.
I love it. Thank you.
Thanks, brother.
That's how you get a thank you from me.
Yeah, Best Worst Movie is very good because it's like what the kid from it made the movie.
Yeah,
but the director is kind of like the room guy, right?
Well, the director's Italian, like an Italian director, so he doesn't know what the hell. And then like,
but it's similar to Tommy Wiseau, where he's trying to make it seem like, oh yes, I was doing that, because he's just
like, no, you weren't.
It's like, no, you weren't. Like,
he's doing what we're telling Corey to do. Yeah, is you should just change and pretend that this whole thing was there. He's done that. Tommy Wiseau has successfully now done that, even though we know it's fake.
Obama,
but it's fake.
You either die a goon or live long enough to become the goof.
Thank you, Zenpai. Oh, Max Murder. Sneaking $10 in there before that as well. Thanks, brother. Really appreciate the super chats. Very generous.
If anything ever happened to Max Murder, I'd kill myself.
And back to Twitter. I do love this guy, Justin Wiggins, that's always tweeting Corey AI images. But when it's like, I think you'd be better off talking to Kevin Feige about casting you as the greatest Jewish anti-hero in the history and getting the man who called you his muse, Jordan Peele, to direct it. And, of course, Corey's like, now you're talking. Yeah, okay. Corey Feldman as Magneto. Wouldn't that be amazing?
Directed by Jordan Peele? Oh, wow. Can somebody please hand me a machete so I can hack my own fucking head off?
And then also more. There wasn't a ton on Corey's Twitter this week. But great news is that he is in the motherfucking lab, which we love to see. Back in the studio, this time I'm breaking new ground sonically as I'm experimenting with @Dolby, #DolbyAtmos.
That's just surround sound. So I'm decided to experiment with surround sound. Yeah. And stereo is this new thing. I know you guys are used to mono, but I'm trying some maybe this stereo thing.
It's Injun Reed at Sugar Studio. Injun Reed at Sugar Studio LA with Gijo Reed. Oh, so he did try to do something? What is that?
Maybe he did do that on purpose. Injun Reed.
#Hashtag Gijo Reed.
There's no way this guy's name is Gijo.
So excited to share my newest projects with you all. #Hashtag coming soon. #Hashtag stay tuned. #Hashtag Hollywood. #Hashtag characters. USA, characters welcome.
He forgot to
good point.
He forgot to do #Hashtag everyone, so I didn't see this
tweet.
That's
right.
I like just #Hashtag Hollywood, #Hashtag characters. That's
We've got lips.
Well, look at him. Imagine.
Does brilliant in Britain mean insufferable, talentless, fake, dishbag?
Thank you, Jaeger C137.
He's imagine puckering and that's what your lips look like. You're like barely there, but you're like.
Well, I think he got fillers or something on there.
I think he's just showing like the inside. He's just really like, he's really making it happen, which we love to see.
Do you think it's remastered old music, or do you think he's finally writing new songs?
Dude, what's wild is because what I was going to say, too, because his music is already like a trash bag of cacophony, like just a trash bag of instruments thrown against the wall.
Yeah.
So like if you put if you're putting that in surround, because he's gonna have like behind you is gonna be like the beep boop beep boop 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 beep boop.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
And he's going to have his lyrics really loud in the front.
Oh, dude, when he's going like, you're like hearing it like slowly go around right. You.
It's
going
to be like Yoshimi and the robot or whatever on there.
Yeah, the flaming lips, except the flaming no lips.
It's it's that where they have that room that like truly has no sound in it. It makes you go crazy.
Yeah, you can hear your heart beating.
Yeah.
Or the blood pumping through your veins or something.
I like this next post right underneath. I've been experimenting with 8D audio. No, you haven't.
Well, is that kind of like 5D bars from Divine Bing Bing?
That is. Was like it 5D music?
Yeah, 5D music.
It's like 4D chess.
Yeah, you didn't hear Divine Bing Bing making music for the fifth dimension?
Shit, maybe he's in the lab with Divine Bing Bing.
Oh, Gijo and Divine Bing Bing, they don't track.
Yeah, is there a Gijo Reed?
It has to be JoJo. There's nobody named Gijo in the world.
I think that's
put the hashtag.
That's a Pokemon, I'm pretty sure.
No, there is a Gijo Reed. He's a film producer.
Okay.
Oh, good thing he's in the music studio.
Yeah, so is he making soundtrack shit for the Dolby Atmos? Let's see. What did Gijo read? What is he on his credits?
Star Wars.
Yeah, it just looks like he's in the Millennium Falcon. It's like he's just taking a picture of himself on Smuggler's Run, Jim. That's where he is. He's not actually in front of any type of sound engineer. He's just on Smuggler's Run.
It's very cool to think that's the face you make for that picture.
Yeah, for sure.
A lot of things on his credits I've never heard of. There's a short film called Methadone Mile. There's a thing called Off Rip. I Was a Teenage Sex Pistol. These all have 2025 release dates on them.
Ooh, okay.
Isabel's Garden. Waltzing with Brando was last year. 72 Hours was last year.
Obama.
Ooh, yeah. Thank you, Schnapps.
Fuck yeah, thank you, Schnapps. It kind of looks like Corey's wearing the Love Left 2.1 sunglasses.
Oh, and he's wearing the shirt from the dock, though. He's wearing
shit,
his crazy
shirt, the tiger shirt.
Yeah, his crazy tiger shirt. I love when we know shit like that. Because someone commented on one of our old videos, actually one of our first Low Serville video, and they're like, it's really funny that these guys know the costume changes and the songs.
It's really you don't realize we have 7 years of knowing the songs before he even did his Loserville tour.
Yeah. Dude.
Oh, that was Alf.
Oh, okay.
I was like, what was that?
Oh, is it just like clap maybe?
I must have heard the clap.
Wouldn't it be crazy if you know how he has Ascension Millennium and Evil Ascension Millennium? What if he had Heroic Ascension Millennium?
Ooh, someone's got to make that.
We thought we had heard the good version, but we'd only heard the neutral and evil version, and there is a heroic version.
Yeah, it's just the Pirates of the Caribbean song. Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun. Oh, shit. It's Heroic Ascension Millennium.
Yeah, someone splices it with Pirates of the Caribbean music.
Oh, that'd be great.
This was supposed to be the original instrumental, but Johnny Depp called me a junkie.
I'm in here with Gijo, my only real friend.
I was going to, originally, we were going to, for part one, I was going to watch him on Sally Jesse. I don't know, I guess we could still watch a little of it, because it is kind of long.
What's the alternative?
I'm trying to think, what would the alternative be? Well, not much, might as well do it.
All right, looks like we've had our minds made up for us.
The real one, we are super fans.
Great, was it?
Don't forget it. But yes, looking back... how we kind of broke this down in the past, we like to look back in a prequel sense at these early Corey things, because it's similar to like watching Anakin Skywalker become Darth Vader.
And seeing shades of things to come.
Because we truly are trying to protect his legacy. We're trying to save himself from himself. This is when he went on, and this is kind of old. I mean, well, kind of old. It's very old. But I'm just saying people have been recommending it to us for a while. I know other shows have watched it. I went through this and edited it down, but I did it months ago, so I don't even remember most of it. But this is after his first stint in rehab, his big one he always talks about in 90 or
You're
whatever.
Talking about Corey's big one?
Yeah. Hey-oh! Oh!
No.
But and his sister's on here, I believe, and there's also a known actor that's like his sponsor. I forget the guy's name though, but you'll recognize him when you see him.
Joe Pesci,
yeah, Ryan, a young Ryan Gosling.
Corey was a child star who hung out in Hollywood's fast lane, making lots of movies and lots of money.
Not that
acting wasn't the only thing Corey was addicted to. At 13, it was marijuana. At 16, hooked on cocaine. And soon after, he was snorting heroin on a regular basis. Rock bottom came for Corey when he was arrested for the third time on drug possession charges, and he was forced into a drug rehab program. My special guest today is Corey Feldman.
Yeah, I guess a bag. Like, I don't know.
He's
guess,
Kanye.
Yeah, he's trying to like, no, paparazzi, don't get me, no.
Who's been clean and sober 16 months now.
Oh, maybe it's like a Kango hat?
Yeah, kind of look like either a Kango or like a purse. Yeah. Like you just stuck his head in a purse. Yeah.
He's just huffing paint, though.
Yeah, yeah. He's putting like paint on the inside.
Yeah, it's just silver paint all over his face.
As you can see, here he is huffing paint fresh out of rehab.
Guys,
but...
I need to hide my face. They know it's you, Corey. I need to hide my face.
Oh, actually, hold on real quick, because I'm going to forget if I don't do it. Because thank you, Chat Martin, for the super chat, because you reminded me. I had this last week, and I didn't open it. Chat Martin did send us gifts.
Yay! Oh, fuck. You know what? Someone else sent us gifts, and I forgot to bring them. I'll bring them. I won't be here next week, but the week after next. Joe Sultan sent us something.
Yeah, we do. We have a P.O. box. I'm going to put it in the YouTube description. So if you want to send us Corey crap, where else are you going to send it?
Ooh, you should send us stuff that doesn't suck.
But also...
Don't send us things that we're just going to throw away.
Eric sent us something, too, that I need to bring up.
Oh, shit.
In honor of our boy... not quite exactly the shape, but we got our own kind of shape-esque hockey mask. Thank you so much, E-Rock. So, because these have like, I don't know, almost like kiss things on them, but they are blue, much like what the shape was wearing at one point.
I think something stupid. I only have dumb opinions.
Let's just make my blood boil. They just make my blood boil.
Try and push me in a locker.
The shape must be loving that our video of him got taken down though with the other channel that we're still trying to get back. Well, it's in the although it's in the long form thing that I added, so you could still kind of see it.
Take that, Jim. You ain't about this life.
Yeah, I'll go ahead. I got your channel taken down, and now I'm gonna beat your ass.
But anyways, also we got some shirts here from Chet Martin.
Okay.
Never putting that on again.
Well, I mean, you know, Streamathon's coming up, Mike.
That's
these
fair.
Things are good.
Yeah,
to you never know.
Yeah, you're right.
I actually was cleaning out these shelves, and I have a bunch of party favors from New Year's, and I was like, well. And
yeah.
Actually, I was about to throw away the Jimmy Fallon Best Friends game.
Oh, no way.
And I was like, well, I'll keep it for the Streamathon and throw it away after that.
Yes.
What do we got? Okay. Yeah, so that's you guys.
Oh, it's these?
They're all the same, yeah. But these are cool. These are dope.
Let's not pretend this is good.
Come on. Don't be a hater, Mike.
You're mad because you're in the background. That's
no,
right.
I think...
I'm right in the front.
I think that his... You're not. Corey is. For
I guess
some
beggars
reason,
can be choosers, Mike.
I'm not begging for a bad T-shirt.
No, this is fun. It's a creative work from our show.
That's
just ungrateful and rude.
Yeah, it's really... Jim and them right up front. You know, Corey's the giant face in the middle of the Jim and them shirt.
That's fun, though. You got to put Corey first. Mm. I think this is very thoughtful and cool.
I know. Here's the thing, Jim. It's fine if you want to act like this on the show. That's fine.
I think it's fine. Dude, someone put time and money into making something for us. I'm going to appreciate it every time.
Okay.
Like, I don't know this character you're playing.
There's no character.
And it says, pee is poop, poop is pee. Never make good music. Never sell a box set. It's good to be the Goblin Ghoul. Jim and them, G-rated Goblin Ghoul.
Yeah, I'm not discounting the effort.
I don't know. You're kind of being rude. you're being very rude, honestly. I appreciate it. If people are going to send us stuff, I appreciate it.
I feel like it would be worse if I was just like, conveniently quiet.
I mean, all you have to do is say, hey, thanks. Thanks for sending us something.
Thanks. Thank you. Thank you so much.
I mean, they're better than those poisonous candies that E-Rock sent
us. Oh, yeah. That
I
candy.
Mean, the thought behind it, well, I have them right here.
Yeah, thought that counts.
The thought behind these were great. It's just their poison. They're like medicine.
I didn't have any of the Hershey Kisses. Were they better?
You had some.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
That sounds like me.
Yeah.
I probably had like 30 of them, actually, knowing me. I had like 30 of those hearts and I didn't even like them. I thought they were bad. I ate like 30 of them.
Cocoa Butter in the chat. Mike's mad the shirt has sleeves.
That is shit. Cocoa figured me out.
Uncle Salty Giles, is Mike autistic?
What? Why?
Just because
I don't like something?
No, because that's some autistic people will just be like very like straight and like not polite, yeah, or something. You know what I mean? Where it's just like, oh, this is dumb or something.
I don't like instead, that. Yeah. You haven't been watching Love on the Spectrum?
But anyways, thank you. Appreciate it. And back to Sally Jesse and a young Corey.
I have to start off just by commenting on the fact that you said that I made my debut when I was 13.
Oh, actually,
my God.
I've
been in the business for 18
immediately.
Years.
Immediately.
Yeah, dude, isn't it so great?
Why
isn't
can't
it great?
He just let, dude, even at that age, he couldn't let something like that go.
Isn't that kind of like, is that more, is that sadder or is that nice of like, hey man, you're still yourself? Like,
it's what we've said about him, is he's very consistent with a lot of this stuff. It's important to him to try and be hyper consistent, even though he's like all over the place for other things. There's some things to him that are very, very important to always be like, this is what it is and there's no other version.
It's on brand, as they say. Now, I guess it's not always a good thing to be on brand if being on brand is a sack of shit.
I have to start off just by commenting on the fact that you said that I made my debut when I was 13. Actually, I've been in the business for 18 years.
Now, I told them to run this by you and make sure all the facts were correct.
You see what happens when you
see,
leave other people.
You
to
and
your,
I ought
your
to just take it
that's
on
right.
our own.
That's right.
No, when I heard the story, I'd like a nickel for the times that I had a very famous.
I was going to send Mike tickets to Goldfinger, but now why would I? Take this super chat and shove it.
Oh, Zenpai. He was going to send you Goldfinger tickets, Mike.
He always plays a heel with his TTS.
Yeah,
they mean nothing to me
anymore.
Yeah,
that's true. Anyways.
This female star, sit here, talk to me. 2 hours later, somebody called and said she was arrested, and we had been doing a story on her being clean.
Wow.
Right? 2 hours after the show?
It's even worse.
I mean, couldn't she wait until it aired?
I mean,
I mean, that's a mean thing to say.
I guess you had to play a rerun that day, huh?
I mean, no. But so you gotta be kind of gentle with me if I'm
all right.
If I'm
well, let me take things into the situation at hand here. Firstly, you know, people put so much emphasis on kids in the movie business who got into drugs and get arrested. You know, I mean, that was like a big thing happening for a while. And I guess, you know, I became part of a trend, which I wasn't really excited about by any stretch of the imagination. But
it's great how he was addicted to alcohol, cocaine,
so
and heroin.
I love that he's saying what he's saying, and then just that appears below him.
I guess I'm almost going to give him credit for not being like, when he mentioned the trend of like child stars getting arrested, of not trying to be like, yeah, but I did it first. Like, you know, I feel like the vibe of now he would be like, yeah, now everyone's getting arrested. Yeah. All the kids. Now they're all doing heroin,
or
just like
say,
me.
Or he'd say the opposite, like, well, they're getting in trouble for different reasons. What I was doing, and try and like,
yes,
like,
yeah,
swerve his as a completely different thing.
You know, people put, first of all, so much emphasis on that because, of course, they're going to talk about it. We're actors.
Of course.
You know, I mean, kids get arrested for drugs and alcohol every day, but they don't put them on talk shows because they're not well known.
No, but you're famous.
Right. So that's the reason why you hear about it all the time.
What a non-point. Like, what a nothing point. Like, yeah, it's true, but that's the same thing of, like, you know, everyone, like, they announce in the media when someone gets hired for a movie.
Yeah.
People get hired for jobs every day.
They announce when a famous person gives a donation.
Exactly.
But not a non-famous person. Just the whole, all he's saying is people want to hear when popular people do things. It's like, yeah, that's what. That's what pop culture news is.
Okay, but I'm very cynical because generally I can look at eyes, and I've talked to about 4 people who are.
Crikey, mate.
You know what?
Thank you, Shane J.
That's a good TTS. I like
Crikey.
That. I like that.
Wait, who was it? Oh, Jay in the YouTube chat. Boofing wormwood like it's water. Yeah, we got to think about the wormwood challenge for the streamathon. Sure. Who's going to do it? Who's going to Skype in and
I think some wormwood? Free, no, not us. Jeff.
Yeah. I'm not doing that crap. I'm going to be on Adderall.
My body's a temple.
Dang, Sally, Jesse got them fangs out, boys.
Thank you, Boogie James.
Telling me they're sober, and I know they're using as I'm sitting here talking to them. Right. And I, you know, what does a person do when you're doing a talk show? You go back and say, "Well, let's throw this show away," and somebody come.
Right. Well, what I can tell you, about that from my own experience, because what happened to me was after my first arrest, I wasn't ready to get clean and sober. However, I felt so bad because I've always cared a lot for children. I've always cared about my fans. And when all my fans heard on the news and stuff what had happened to me, and I don't really put myself in the category with those other actors because like 9/10 of those actors were arrested.
What is he doing right now? I mean, those guys did it one way. I don't really belong in that category.
One hit show when they were a kid and haven't worked since. I'd been working, you know, continuously since then. And what happened for me that
it's great because I guess at this point he doesn't understand what I do love about looking back at these things is this man right here. He doesn't understand how bad it's going to get. he's looking down the barrel of a gun, boys. Like,
well, and even at this point, what was the last movie he was in at this point?
Well, like, I mean, I think in his future here, I guess he's already done The Burbs, right? Because The Burbs is like 88, 89 or something.
Uh-huh. So he's done what, Porky's 4 or whatever?
No, I think he still has Ninja Turtles 3 because I think he gets Ninja Turtles 3.
But that's bad.
but it was the number one film. I mean, I know, like, we always go over this. Like, I know, like, it was shit or whatever, but, like, it was a popular movie. Like, that's still a dub for most people. Actually, no, this is actually when Ninja Turtles 1 came out in 1990.
Okay, because if he still has, I've gone back and Turtles, I mean, Secret of the Ooze is not a good movie, but it was a popular movie.
Well, of the Ooze, they wouldn't let, because of this, they wouldn't let him back.
Ninja Turtles 3 basically killed the live action franchise.
Yeah, but it was like, we mentioned it not too long ago, it still hit number one. Like, it's like the Emoji, not the Emoji movie, Minecraft is like the biggest movie of the year.
Right.
Like, there are a lot of shit movies that do well. Right. And if you're working, it's just about being in a movie that did well.
Right.
But I guess you're right, because it does go, even though he has Ninja Turtles 3 in 93, 92, so a few short 2 years after this, is Meatballs 4.
Yeah.
So Meatballs 4 is right in his grasp. And actually, so is Rock and Roll High School Forever.
Which I think he would probably still think of as a good thing.
Well, in his documentary, he was acting like it was better than the original.
Yeah, he'd see that as like a not a falling star.
Blown Away is in his future. That's another softcore porn he did with Corey Haim.
Hell yeah.
And Nicole Eggert.
He's having missionary with Corey Haim, but he can't see anything.
Who's the bottom? It would have to be Feldman, right?
They're both tough.
So, but if it's missionary, so Feldman's the one laying on his back with his legs up.
They're sideways. They're both laying on their side.
Yeah.
But shit, yeah, I mean, as far as success-wise, it really is just going to be Ninja Turtles 3, because everything else, well, in Maverick, I guess, because what's his face? Richard Donner throws him a bone.
But he's also basically like a cameo. He's not even a cameo, almost.
When is Dream a Little Dream? Is that fucking, is that 80s, actually? Yeah, oh, that was before this.
That already happened.
Yeah, that's already before this. So yeah, man, sorry, dude. Sorry, young Corey.
Which, cause you can almost like a lot of his, rhetoric is the same, but you can see that there's less, anger behind it.
Mm. Like, cause he doesn't have these years of bitterness.
Yes. Too, like you can see he's saying like he corrected her, but he didn't correct her like a dick. He almost was like, oh, well that's actually, a common misconception. Like it was almost like he had like enthusiasm behind the idea of like, oh, let me actually correct you really quick. Like you see the same things, but you don't see, like you said, the years of bitterness backing it up.
Oh, can you slide that? Your thing got knocked.
On my camera?
Yeah, a little bit more. There you go. Good. Thank you.
Yeah. Sorry. And so even that, I can give him benefit of the doubt here because you see him like defending himself, but not as a jerk. It's more as like a clarification.
Yeah, but it is funny how he still has that bitter side where
he's saying, I'm not these losers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm regularly working, so I fucked up even harder.
Yeah, it hasn't, you see it in him, but it hasn't evolved into what it becomes.
I fuck up in a special kind of way.
Yeah, I'm pretending.
When I got arrested and was all over the news, I felt I had to let people know that I was okay. I felt like it was my job, and I wanted to let kids know, all right, it was a little thing, it happened, it's over. And that wasn't the case because I hadn't surrendered yet, and I wasn't really ready to clean myself up.
There was an article about you in People magazine. It said you're 13 years old and you're sleeping with a loaded gun under your pillow.
True.
Why would a 13-year-old be doing that?
Well, like cool. I said, I'd been in the business, you know, for 18 years. I mean, I started very young.
When I was 13?
The only thing I ever knew, I started stuffing my pain when I started doing movies. You know, there's a big confusion about we start stuffing our pain, because obviously the reason we do drugs and alcohol, every one of us, whoever does drugs and alcohol out there, we do it to stuff our pain.
No.
Because we don't want to deal with our real feelings.
It's funny because, I don't know if that was a known phrase then. I've never heard that
before. I've never heard that.
Or if maybe that's something in rehab, like when you go to like therapy as part of rehab, that's what they call it.
I know what he means, but
I haven't heard it phrased that way.
I don't know why he would take all the used ketchup cups and just smash them into his chest. But... Not the best joke, but you know.
Well, they kind of look like when you get the medical sensors on so they can monitor like from the heart.
Like, is he on heroin?
Or you take off the thing from a pill bottle to make sure that it was sealed, and then you just glue it to your shirt.
Or maybe a bunch of fucking goddamn it. What's the Big Hero 6 guy?
Oh, Baymax.
Yeah, maybe a bunch of Baymax heads on his shirt. He's ahead of the game.
Call in if you want to say what his shirt is.
Yeah, what do you think about his shirt, guys?
Emotions. So what happened was, at a very young age is when we really start stuffing our pain. The first time you go and you lock yourself up in your bedroom and watch TV for 2 days straight, or the first time you go into the refrigerator when your mom's not looking and stuff the chocolate cake down your face, that's when we start stuffing our pain, finding another way to fix ourselves. My way was through acting. I got to become somebody else. It was living in a fantasy world. It was my escape. Okay.
Can I ask you a question?
What?
You can.
There are going to be people of an older generation than you that go, stuffing your pain? What are you talking about? Somebody 12 or 13? What kind of pain do these people have? And... generations seem to have grown up without needing to stuff their... Now, I know that sounds like OF thinking.
I can tell you exactly what that is.
And you can tell me off for that.
No. I mean, that's totally logical thinking. And the problem is that there's a lot of people in America who still haven't come to terms with their feelings. You know what I mean? We stuff our pain over things. What's the very first thing your parents tell you when you're a little kid? They say, shh, don't cry. Don't cry. It's okay. Why shouldn't I
love
cry?
You.
Why shouldn't I let that out? It's an important thing that kids need to talk about their feelings. Kids need to let them out when they're upset.
It is funny, though, thinking of it now, how like what she said about older generations, that's like exactly the same.
Yes.
That has never changed. And even though we or even people older than us were the young people at this time, like, come on, old guys, give us a little fucking sympathy. You still grow into the old guy that's like, stuff your pain, fuck you.
Well, it's like, now it's just like a guy being like, there were trans people when I was a kid, so why are there trans people now?
Sounds sauce.
Yeah, you know what, Sleepy Snorlax? Ayo! Pause. Stuffing your what? Come on.
I know what she's not stuffing her bra. Let me see those yumbos.
Tell them what's going on. You know, too many parents in America don't pay attention to what's wrong with their kids. And that's why we have pain and we hold it inside and it builds up through our lifetime. And then we need to stuff it with something. Because we
all
can't
right,
deal
we'll
with
go
it.
Back and talk about that because I want to know if you have
like
any
just
more
cuts them off.
Pain yeah. than, say, a generation ahead of you or a generation ahead of you. All right, we've got this gun. Whose gun is it?
Okay, well,
it doing
my grandfather was in the war, and so he always had, like, his badges and his guns and stuff like that. And he had it in his drawer. And, I mean, you know, my childhood was...
Is it old enough at the time where you could just say the war?
Maybe he means just the most
I guess
recent
he
one.
I guess he wouldn't mean, if it's grandfather, I guess he wouldn't mean Vietnam.
I assumed he meant Vietnam.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, this is a nitpicky, like, who cares? But I was just interested, like, what does he mean,
the war? Enough wars recently enough for you to just call it the war?
I mean, there'd be, like, Vietnam. I mean, could he be referring to WW2?
Maybe. What if he's talking about fucking WW1?
Oh, yeah, holy shit.
Different than other kids because I was in the business and kids were jealous of me at school. They didn't like me. Girls wouldn't go out with me. I had an abusive household. My parents.
What's that mean?
Well, it means it was an abusive household. I mean, okay. I think
fair enough.
Pretty much leaves it up to the imagination.
Shut up, bitch.
But,
oh yeah, he really fucking slapped her down with that one.
Yeah. What do you think
it means? It's a shade to future Corey right
yes,
there.
Yeah.
Make me stuff my cock in your mouth.
Whoa, Jesus.
Or shove. What does he say? Shove the pain.
Stuff my pain. But yeah, no, it is. Well, it means abusive. How else do you want me to say it? I mean, I guess he could have been like on Corgan's podcast, yeah. But he's like, it means I was locked in a cage of a bunk bed and beaten and beaten with a belt or a sack full of soap bars, like in Full Metal Jacket.
My parents weren't ready to have the kind of situation that they had when I was born. And, I couldn't deal with it. I mean, I felt like all my life was about was pleasing other people. Nobody accepted me the way I was, and I didn't want to live anymore. And I would look up to God every day, and I would say, God, why did you do this to me? Why did you make me fat? Why did you make me ugly? Why am I different from the other kids? What?
Was he fat? I thought he was always skinny.
When was he fat and ugly? I mean, I know when he was ugly, but I'm saying when was he fat and ugly?
Maybe he's thinking of the McDonald's commercial. When he's a little, but like, he was a little chubby, cute kid.
I wouldn't even think of him as chubby.
I mean, I've seen many people describe him as a little fat baby in that.
Not me,
mind you. I'm just saying I've seen a lot of people describe him as a little fat baby.
Well, I mean, maybe he's making this all up because he likes to do drugs for fun.
Yeah, true.
Lil Fat Baby's my favorite rapper.
I mean, obviously, I think it's clear now. I mean, we've all seen The Substance. We do understand that Hollywood has these standards for beauty, whether it be men or women.
Much love to y'all. Having a blast tonight. Obamna.
Thank you, Bubble. Much appreciated. Obamna. Thank you.
Don't girls want to go out with me? And I would take this gun and I would hold it to my head every day. And I would get so close to pulling
every
the trigger
day.
And I would throw it down. I would break down and cry. And I would just sit there and ask him why. Why?
And you're 30.
I mean, not to be the fucking like insensitive old man, but like.
No, you didn't.
I don't believe you did that. I'm sure you felt. Yes.
Or he did it once.
Yeah.
But he didn't do it every day. Or he felt like doing it every day and then never actually
I'll give him the benefit of that's a story to accurately try to describe how I feel.
It's a dramatization of his feelings.
If you actually did that for the story. You did that so you could...
Lil Fat Baby, my new rapper name.
Yeah, hell yeah, E-Rock, Lil Fat Baby. But yeah, you did that for the story to be able to be... You know, you lucked out that you got to be on Sally Jesse, but in your mind, you're like, next time I'm at a cocktail party, I'm going to tell everyone about how every day I put a gun to my head and cry. And
everyone's like, oh, Corey's on heroin again.
Was there anyone around who knew that that was where it was at for you?
I think everybody around me was so into.
Hold on, there's one coming in.
Obamna!
Do you think his voice is higher now? New moon with face emoji. Gun emoji.
Zenpai, thank you. I don't know. It is weird. It's the same vibe. It's I mean, obviously someone gets older, their voice is gonna change regardless.
Yeah. Even just listen to our episodes 10 years ago.
But it's different than what the standard thing you hear of like when you either you knew someone, haven't seen them for years, and you hear their voice is a little different. Like nowadays. With a lot of actors, I've noticed they have this higher nasally voice. I don't know if that has something to do with nose jobs or some sort of plastic surgery.
Right.
Like if you hear John Stamos talk now, it's insane. Then like if you watch like an old Full House episode, because now he's always like, oh, hey, what do we do? Like he has this nasally annoying cuck voice, for lack of a better term.
Dang. Jim Scampoli on the record. John Stamos has a cuck voice.
To their own world. That they didn't really see what was going on. I always looked at my life like from from like a viewer's point of view. You know what I mean? I was the audience watching the Corey Feldman show.
Yeah.
You know, and I would watch the abuse happening. I would watch kids at school treating me like they were. And I would think from an older person's perspective, I would go, God, I just wish that normal people could watch this situation and see what this kid is going through. This is not normal.
But there was no one there to say.
Well, there were people that tried to be supportive. My grandparents, my uncle, you know, there were people that tried to be supportive. But what happened is I started making older friends. I would hang out with people that were like 25 or 30 years old because they could relate to me.
Okay. Mm. Now, you did Stand By Me. And is that when you started to use marijuana?
Yeah, that's the first time.
Tell me, like what?
I was doing Stand By Me. There were a bunch of, you know, local kids. And they wanted, I actually got drunk and I could use marijuana for the first time when I was doing that movie because they wanted to see what it was like to get a kid, you know, or, you know, a famous person drunk for the first time. You know, and like a good alcoholic, they were all drinking beers. They got me a 40-ouncer. I drank the whole thing. And I drank it straight down. And the only thing I remember was spinning on the railroad tracks going, this is the best thing I've ever felt in my life. And
I love that story.
Yeah, that sounds like a good time.
Yeah, that's just sowing your wild oats. That's just
dudes being guys.
Yeah, that's just dudes rocking. Come on, don't turn into a spaz and sleep with a loaded gun over it.
Yeah, pussy.
And then the same thing happened with
just
marijuana.
Stuff
your pain. Took me behind this old school and they made a pipe out of this Coke can. They brought out five different kinds of weed.
Who's the they?
These kids, local kids.
When the movie is being filmed, these are
five
the local
different
people
types of
right,
weed
that
in the
I
town.
Was kind of, you know.
Yeah, right.
Oh, I'm sorry. What'd you say?
Five different types of weed in the 80s. Yeah, right. Yeah, well, dirt and butt.
Yeah, I guess to them, yeah, it was maybe they were scraping some bowls. And putting them all together for
him. Just give him a resin ball. Whoa.
I'm trying to think. I don't remember there being a lot of extras in Stand By Me, but maybe there were stand-ins. Or maybe he just doesn't want a narc on, like, Jerry O'Connell sure. And, like, River Ooh. Phoenix.
That's
or
what I think is probably more likely.
It was the Fat Pie Kid. The Fat Pie Kid was a lush.
Actually, oh, yeah. It does actually sync up with... Isn't there a story that Jerry O'Connell, like, they had to stop filming one day because, like... Like someone had gotten him super high, and so he couldn't film. Like I think Rob Reiner literally is the one that told the story.
I'm not familiar.
And it's
I'm
just
not
like
sure.
Like some kids had gotten him high or something, or he had gone off set like into town and came back that way. There's something like that.
Huh.
That I believe is a Rob Reiner story, and so that would actually track with what Corey's saying.
Yeah, Rob Reiner, the fucking meatball over here. He was getting the kids high while getting them in character.
Yeah, like tickling their pickle. Am I right?
I mean, I was going that far. I was just saying he was just getting them high.
I'm going that far, Rob Reiner. You're on notice. You're on Chomo's notice. That's my new corner.
A pipe out of this Coke can. They brought out five different kinds of weed.
Who's the they?
These kids, local kids.
When the movie is being filmed, these are the local people who
right,
lived in
that
the
I
town.
Was kind of, you know, getting okay. friends with. Because when you spend 3 months up there sure. and you're a kid, you find other kids to hang out with. And they're like, hey, you know, you ever smoked weed? And I was like, no, sounds great. Let's try it. And
no,
I did.
Sounds great.
And from then on, I said, this is my answer. I was the type of person that wanted to be 60 years old in a rocking chair smoking pot with my grandkids.
Well, yeah, Anthony Sands, Keith or Sutherland was probably getting high with River Phoenix, and Corey was jealous. There, I did read stories of how, yeah, like Kiefer and the older kids all made fun of Corey, I think, all the time. Like he was bullied kind of on the
over
set.
Over Jerry
for whatever
O'Connell?
Reason. I'm pretty sure, yeah. I think everyone else was friends, and at least, but that, you know what? I think that's Corey's.
Jerry O'Connell dodged a fucking bullet.
I think that's Corey's version of the story, so who knows? You know what I mean?
Yeah, Kiefer had a mental break and didn't like me.
Maybe he was just annoyed at them left over from Lost Boys. Like, oh, this fucking kid again.
I mean, that was my dream, you know.
Now,
you know.
Now,
I mean,
cocaine at 16?
Cocaine at 16, yeah. Now that, you know, that's a little different league there. See, I was the kind of kid, I mean, I was raised trying to be a good example for other kids. You know what I mean? I was kind of like your model kid.
All right.
I mean, you look at Macaulay Culkin, you know, and you don't think, oh, well, this kid's a drug addict. You think this is a model kid for America,
right?
But now what happened?
He's putting Macaulay Culkin on blast when Macaulay Culkin is 10 years old then.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think he's like saying like, yeah, he's never going to do that. Yeah. I don't know. But
I think he's saying he will do that.
Oh, then he's the oracle.
But I mean, Culkin just went through normal bouts of... being a junkie, didn't he?
Yeah. Well, and he really did have like the real bad parents. Like,
oh, yeah. Like, well, I mean, I think I'll give Corey credit. He had bad parents. They took all his money and they abused him.
Sure.
Yeah.
And similar
like Culkin's like the poster boy for like parents doing everything wrong.
Yeah. Well, I think he had like a similar thing because, yeah, Culkin's whole thing was they took all his money too, right?
Yeah.
Man, I think I brought this up before. It'd be so great to have a rich actor kid and just take all his money.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be What's so awesome.
Buy a gun and put it under his pillow?
Yeah, no.
Sleep with it every night?
This is for us, bro. This is not like...
Yeah, we did
You're 10. What are you going to do with this money? This is for us. Get fucked.
Happens when Macaulay Culkin starts going through things that everyday life kids go through. And all of a sudden, he decides he wants to start experimenting. Well, then what's going to happen? America's going to be shocked when 5 years later they hear Macaulay Culkin's a drug addict, right?
Yes, I think
so. It's the same kind of thing. It's like I was modeled as, you know, America's good boy, little kid, and I'd go out there and do the anti-drug things. And then I started wanting to experiment and find out what it was all about myself.
Now, the angle he was going to go is like, yeah, I was the model kid. So I wanted to make sure I did all the drugs so other kids couldn't do them.
That's what modern Corey would do.
I was just taking one for the team. I was going to snort all the coke. There wouldn't be any left over for the kids.
You're welcome, America.
No, don't do it. I'll do all the coke.
Hashtag all the coke.
Hashtag jumping on another grenade.
Now, your parents were divorced when you were 11, and you asked the court to emancipate you.
Right.
When you were 15?
Yes.
Something like that?
Yes, 15.
Right? Okay. Now, when you are emancipated at 15,
he's drinking piss.
That means you can have your own apartment,
write your own checks,
your own car, your own everything.
Rehab said this was cool.
Oh, no, there's piss in here. I better drink all of it.
So, glug, glug, glug. No one else will drink this. You're welcome.
So, Corey, that's a cup of urine, correct?
Yeah. You say in rehab, they told me that the only true thing is when the body recycles its own liquids.
Yeah, I'm going holistic now. I'm drinking pee-pee.
Well, you can't have a car, so you can 16, you can get a driver's license.
Yeah.
Doesn't change that.
So it's suddenly living like a grown-up.
Yes.
At an age where some people might say you're not ready for it.
Right. And, you know, my parents went to court. They tried to fight the suit. They said I wasn't ready. And I said I needed to be. And I believe that I needed to be, still to this day, because I believe that I had to go through the things that I went through to get where I am today. If I hadn't gone through what I did, if I hadn't got arrested, I mean, it goes to every area of my life. If I hadn't gone through what I went through, then I wouldn't be the strong person that I am now, because I've been able to get in touch with my feelings. I've been able to take time out of my life and learn who Corey Feldman, the person, is.
Which you hadn't done before. Because I didn't know.
And this is a nightmare. Oh, yeah. I hate knowing this person.
Dude, yeah, he never went back. But yeah, he's like, holy shit, it's dark in here.
At least the worst things that are ever going to happen to me have already happened. Yeah. And it's nothing but uphill for the rest of my life.
Yeah, I got sober and suddenly that gun started talking to me.
Easy street.
Put me in your mouth.
Just wait till you see music, Corey. It'll never be the same.
I did not know. I was raised all my life to be something for other people. I was never raised for me, to find out what I was about, what I wanted.
All right, let's go to heroin. From cocaine
heroin.
She's from Atlanta, baby.
Heroin.
She's from the Bay.
I don't want to buy some heroin.
If it pleases the court.
Yeah. She's like the original Chief Keef. Nicole Harrow.
Corey Feldman Gay.
Heroin.
Thing I didn't finish telling you. You know, I was the kind of kid that I would start off, you know, and I was like, I'll have a drink, but I would never smoke pot, you know. And then a couple joints later, I said, all right, well, I'd smoke pot, but I would never do coke. And then a couple 8-balls later, I'd go, well, a little coke, but I would never do heroin, you know.
And then someone's like, hey, what happened? Do heroin?
I like this kid's reaction.
This guy's like, word.
Yeah, no, that
fucking
goes.
Word, dude.
I'm booted right now. This is the best day of my life.
Yeah, I love heroin.
Yeah, people are always going to look like me. Forever, not just in the 90s.
My phenotype exists. I'm 12.
I was in a relationship with this girl.
All right, hold on. I think we got to...
What war? What kind of a gun? chooses to go on a goofy talk show but won't specify abuse? Exaggerations to seem interesting. Still doing it today.
Thank you, GRH. Grabon? Thank you, Grabon. You know what? You're right. This is why we watch these, because we get to see the seeds. We get the planted seeds of the rotten weed that exists today.
Yeah, the kudzu, the impossible to kill kudzu that has infected the savannah of our show.
And she was, you know, she broke my heart. She lived with me for like 3 months, and I found out that she was like stripping and seeing other people, and it really devastated me. And I was off coke for like a year at this point. And I said to this guy, who was the really bad influence in my life, I said to him, you know,
Jerry Smith.
Something to mess me up. And he said, well, why don't you use, some coke? And I said, well, coke doesn't work anymore, because all it does is make me more intense and more upset, and I'm going to be more depressed. And he said, well, pot. And I said, pot's not strong enough.
No,
he said,
Jim,
well, how about some heroin?
Yeah.
Don't we know a more intense... more crazy Corey, like right now at this exact moment, that claims to be sober?
Oh, yeah. No, you're right. Absolutely.
But,
like he's,
but words
he's spazzing
from his
out left and right.
Yeah, words from his mouth. When he's on coke, he acts like he's always acting right now.
Well, and to be fair, he might not be high during this, because he has his faults, but he still seems way more lucid and normal. Yeah.
Yes.
I'm talking about right now, Corey.
In, yeah, I know. Yeah. I mean, like he falls into like his, like, you know.
This
making
is like
stories.
This is like where we've seen him a couple times in some of the more recent podcasts. We're like, oh wait, if he seems a little different,
yeah.
And it's like, yeah, he hasn't boofed Wormwood before turning on the old Zoom chat.
He's like, Sally Jesse, you want to hear my Trump?
I said, I'm not going to stick a needle in my arm. He goes, you don't have to. You can snort it just like cocaine. And I said, really? And
I did a backflip,
and that was the end of it.
What's amazing about this whole interview, if you watch it, every time he's bringing up drugs, he has this knowing smile. Like,
he's so happy.
That was the best.
Yeah,
that was the best. I really miss it. I'm sober right now for this show, but I can't wait to go do that again.
Well,
because
he's laughing.
Awesome.
He's laughing and sharing the stories. Like, everybody's like, yeah, we know what you're talking. Yep, yep. That old heroin. Yep. Yep.
That old thing. Of course.
And 2 years later, I was arrested for doing 25 balloons of heroin a day.
Now,
25
I get
balloons. What's a Jeff? Fill me in. Do you know about these balloons?
I've never done heroin, but
what about in coke? What if someone had balloons
well,
of coke?
I mean, you could. That's was a way to like store shit, I guess. But like a balloon of heroin, I assume is like a gram. I don't know.
Yeah,
I only do whippet balloons.
Yeah, true, true.
We should do whippets.
No, I'm good.
Fuck.
And that was the end of it. You know, that was the end of it. And 2 years later, I was arrested for doing 25 balloons of heroin a day.
Now,
he doesn't know.
I get an
heroin.
Awe from the audience meeting. Well,
well, and also the way that's phrased, it's almost like, look, we wouldn't arrest you if you were doing like 10 balloons, but you're doing, you crossed the line doing 25 balloons.
Well, and that sounds like a lie, because, I mean, any amount of heroin 25 times a day, wouldn't you? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe
he's
it's
like,
just.
He's padding his numbers, I think.
You said it like this, the way you'd be like, and then I ate 100,000 burritos. It's like, it's not
yeah,
meant,
right.
You don't expect anyone to believe that you ate that many burritos. Like, that's how he said it.
Maybe it's like how weed's way stronger and better now. Maybe heroin was just shit back then. So you could just do 25 balloons.
That's a lot.
You do 25 balloons and it would cost a penny and a nickel.
Mostly potting soil.
When we come back, I don't know if we can call this one of the good people, but I think we can. This is Corey's sister, Mindy. And she lived with him for a while he was on drugs.
Yeah, what was that backhanded ass fucking...
Yeah.
I guess we'll call her
is
good.
Is she going to imply that Mindy made his life worse or
maybe,
sold him drugs or something?
I don't remember, but maybe Mindy also was doing drugs, yeah.
She's going to be the good person, and we're going to find out what he did to himself and to her. Stay with us.
Yeah, and she even said that in like a sarcastic manner. Like, she'll be the good cop.
Yeah.
I need drugs. I need drugs. Oh, my God. Get me out of here.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I need drugs so bad.
Oh, my God. You're still next to me.
Oh, God. I'm mic'd up.
Holy shit.
Oh, shit. I'm saying this out loud. That guy in the audience we saw earlier was like,
Damn, I should have done 8,000 grams of heroin.
He leans in, kisses her.
Someone in the chat, a British guy, said a balloon is two stones, mate. So I imagine yeah, that's right. Like, yeah, like two rocks. Yeah,
two stones and a quiffa is a balloon after my day, right?
Oh, man, there goes Hulk again. I mean, Alf.
It's when I clap. It's when I clap.
He loves British accents.
We did 24 balloons of heroin, which was the style at the time.
Yes, no, exactly, Senpai. Thank you, brother.
Grandpa Simpson.
I'd like to say to all children, please stay off drugs. Do not use drugs. You can see how serious it is. So please keep the faith in God.
I love that this looks like it's a SNL sketch or something. Yeah. Like, it looks like the guy behind him is going to do something wacky. Like, yeah. It doesn't, I don't know if it's just the quality from the time or the staging or the framing, but something feels off about it.
God, and keep faith in me and say a prayer for me. It's my 1 month birthday. I've clean for 4 weeks.
All right. That was as hard as you thought it was going to be?
Wait, was that Brasco?
Well,
Rufio?
Who? I think he was in that. I think it was mentioned in the documentary that he was in it, actually. Let's see.
It looked like it. It's my 1 month birthday. I've clean for 4 weeks.
All right.
Yeah, that's got to be him.
I mean, either it's him or I'm a big racist.
I'm pretty sure it's him. Yeah.
It's him or any Filipino guy.
Well, truthfully, the first week was a drag. But thanks to all you strange people who've gotten me to this point, I feel good. I feel clean. For the first time in my life, in a long time, I feel like I'm in control.
Wow, pretty good.
Well,
right?
That's from
I'm the best. Imagine that.
It's like, it predates The Office, but he's like doing a Jim from The Office reaction to his own. There I am in an anti-drug movie being a big druggie.
Ooh. Another thing they stole from me, the Jim Halpert face. I was the original Jim Halpert.
And that's not real life. When Corey Feldman co-starred with Drew Barrymore and Tatum O'Neal in the TV movie 15 and Getting Straight, that was the name of the movie. In real life, he was 15 and getting hot. We're talking with Corey Feldman, yeah, who battled a five-year addiction.
He has to just sit and grin and laugh as she's fucking owning this guy.
Alcohol and cocaine and heroin. And he's talking today, probably for the first time before an audience, about his recovery. Joining us, we got to the point where the people around you, what's their attitude, what happens, what's their effect on you, and what's your effect on them. This is Corey's older sister by 3 years. Corey is 20, Mindy is 23. She has also led a life as an actress, but she's gone back.
I'm like a wolf. My tongue's about to fucking roll out of my mouth onto the floor.
Yeah, and I think she was on Mickey Mouse Club, right? Didn't he mention that?
Hell yeah, she was.
I think she was the...
Here we go. Here we go.
The characters from Roblox. She's got a big head.
I thought it was going to be something really dirty and raunchy that you're going to say.
Not Corey's sister. I would never say that.
College, just graduated, and now going to become rejoining.
I'm starting to do it again, yeah.
Okay. Mindy, a few years after your parents divorced, you and Corey, who I guess was emancipated at that time, lived together in an apartment for several months. What was it like living with Corey?
Nightmare.
Where do I start? Well, actually, what happened? First, we were living.
Oh, thank you, Max. 222, baby. Let's go.
Max.
Okay, first, when he got emancipated, one of the conditions that he could get emancipated.
An extra dig. By brother. Corey, her brother, was addicted to alcohol, cocaine, and heroin.
In case you forgot why we're here and what you've been watching for an hour.
Which had said was that we moved into an apartment together because I was over 18, you know, I was 19, and I was going to college, and they thought, I guess, that I was fairly responsible. So I took that as
boy,
a responsibility. You know, he was my little brother, and I, of course, wanted to help him out and take care of him and kind of supervise him. Not that I knew all that much myself at 19 years old.
Did you know he was doing drugs?
No, not at first.
Not at first.
No, when we first moved in together, I had no
Corey looks very uncomfortable. Every time they look at him, he looks like he's like, because you know him. He likes the narrative being his. He likes the words.
Now it's someone else that, he
wants his version of the story.
It's someone who's not dead. Can talk about what's going on.
Yeah, so you can tell that, like, a modern-day Corey would be interrupting her, like, every 5 seconds.
When we first moved in together, you know, I knew it was kind of wild, but I thought, you know, oh, he can be handled and he'll learn and he'll mellow out. Wasn't like that.
All right, stop. Stop mine.
All right, shut up.
shut up forever.
Shut the fuck up. Shut up, you old whore.
Why do you have lips and he doesn't?
Corey was sniffing, living on streets, doing drugs, and sniffing.
Thank you, goofy old wizard. Shout out Marvin Caribou. Yeah, Marvin Caribou. Rest in piss, my friend.
Rest in power.
You know what? You're right, Mike. Rest in power. Why'd I say though. Piss? Yeah.
Well,
he would enjoy resting in piss.
He's figuratively resting in power, but literally resting in piss.
I love resting in peace.
And also peace.
And pissing.
That guy rules.
That guy is awesome. You know, he's one of those guys. You know what? I mean, if I could pat ourselves on the back real quick, You know what Jim and them are champions of? Besides, like, just the Corey Feldman shows?
Trashy underdogs?
But also remembering the rememberless, better word. Yes. Like, no one... Bupak Shakur?
Bupak is the poster boy.
We worshipped Bupak Shakur for, a year straight at least. We still do. No one talks about
him. Sarah's hubby.
He's still alive. I'm just talking about,
But no one's going to remember him.
True. Has he ever
truly lived?
Yeah. And if and when he dies, if he's capable of death, we will remember him.
But Marvin Caribou. No one remembers Marvin Caribou but us. Yeah. We love Marvin Caribou.
He's up there with Bub Rub.
Like, I'm sure those gentlemen at one point in their lives were like, you know, before the hard times came, they would just have moments every now and then, like, oh, I wonder if I pass, if anyone will remember me.
Well, they're yelling at someone who's like, and they're like, you know what? I might as well just kill myself. No one will even care if I'm gone. No one will even notice that I'm gone.
You're wrong. Yeah. They'll care.
Jim and them will care. Jim and them will notice.
You know, I knew it was kind of wild, but I thought, you know, oh, he can be handled and he'll learn and he'll mellow out. Wasn't like that.
All right, stop. Stop your mind for a moment. People are asking themselves, how bad was these two kids' childhood? From the sister who wasn't using, how
she's
bad
smiling.
Was your child?
It wasn't that bad.
How bad was his child?
Okay. Well, when people say that, when people say abusive childhood, this and that, there's a lot of different forms of abuse. There's a lot of people that could look at our family and say, well, you know, my family.
Yeah,
he didn't
think...
get slapped or smacked around. He was emotionally abused, but back then you couldn't talk about that because, like, no one would have taken it seriously.
But
right?
But we literally just saw him tell Billy Corgan like 3 weeks ago that he was beaten and locked in a cage.
Oh, well, sure. We don't believe that.
But that's what I mean. Are we going to see that she's going to say that that's not quite the extent of what was going on?
That's what it feels. It feels like she's they're both trying to talk around the idea that the idea of emotional abuse didn't really wasn't really a thing back then, and they're trying to describe it without that like foundation.
But yeah, and I wouldn't blame them for that because you're right, it wouldn't be thought of the same. I'm sure you still could say, but a lot of people would laugh it off. But then that's no excuse for now trying to pitch it as you're pitching.
Well, that's just him being a liar.
I've got a bomb in the ICU, Mike.
Thank you, Jessica.
you can just super chat. I've got a bomb.
Yeah. Well, I like how she
took the bit.
She was her, and then the other person became the bit. And then she was like, "Well, now it's my bit." And then she TTS'd the bit.
I was taking the bit. Thank you. Much appreciated. Yeah. We missed you over here.
Good job, Jessica.
It was just as bad, or my family was worse. There were a lot of things that happened. You know, our parents were very young when they had us. You know, they were entertainers themselves, and. You know, that's how we were bred as an entertainment family. Our entire family was like that. And they did the best they could. You know, it wasn't as though they didn't care about us because they did.
How good a liar was he?
Oh, excellent.
How good?
He could look you straight in the eye and say, I love you so much. I would never do anything to hurt myself or hurt anybody else. And I would never do drugs. And, you know, and life means more to me than that. And this and that carried on for years. That wasn't just when he was 16.
Oh, man, he's so upset that she's putting it all on Front Street right now.
He's an incredible liar. One of the best of all time.
You saw him try to own it like, haha, it's me. But now he's like, oh, fuck.
He's really not a good liar.
No. Who would have thought? Well, but in a weird way, he is. Just in the fact that not so much believability, but maybe for some people believability. But just in the fact that he tells lies that he knows it's worthless to challenge.
Yes. Yeah.
Because that's why the thing that's most frustrating for us as Jim and them trying to expose the truth and protect his legacy is we constantly watch him in these interviews, and they never ask follow-up questions to obvious lies and bullshit.
Yeah.
And I think some people probably do just believe him. They just take it at face value. Others know it, but they're like,
Obama.
Best liar in the game, Corey Feldman.
Absolutely, Max. But they're like, am I really going to push this point right now? He came on the show. I'll just go with it. So that's like, he must have learned that skill.
Corey, I need your sister's number. Asking for a friend.
I love how E-Rock's always a horn dog whenever there's a woman on screen. Because he's like, HDM, oh, what the fuck?
Maybe Awuga. Like I didn't say Awuga earlier. I think that Corey's also by volume.
Thank you, E-Rock. Sorry.
I'm not saying, like, it's kind of like someone that, like, goes, like, yeah, I scored, like, more points than anybody. Like, Kobe. You know how Kobe would, like, take, like...
Kobe!
Triple the number of shots anyone else took in a game. Mm. He'd outscore everybody, but he'd take like way more shot. Like it was an absurd amount of shots. And like Corey's like that as far as being a good liar. He lies so often that by pure volume, he's able to have more hits than misses.
Didn't you reach a point where you go, he's off?
Oh yeah. I mean, over and over.
What is she? What did
full
she,
of shit.
Oh, all right. I was like, what is she doing? Is she doing the Wayne's World drive-through bit?
Listen, I've not carried on for years. That wasn't just a...
old Stan Makita's donuts.
When he was 16.
Didn't you reach a point where you go, he's off?
Oh, yeah. I mean, over and over and over again. I mean, you know. And then if you want to believe in somebody...
then we would just do drugs together. He was such a great liar. He'd always say he didn't have drugs when I wanted some.
He'd go, here, eat this sandwich. And it looked like heroin. And then he asked me to snort it, but he told me I was eating it. So I thought I was eating a sandwich. He's just such a good liar.
I thought he just loved balloons.
It gets to the point where, you know, when they keep telling you, I'm being honest, I really am better. And then and you want to believe it so bad, you know. So you start believing it after a while. And then all of a sudden they do it again and again and again.
When we come back, we're going to meet the actor who Corey says saved his life. Hear about Corey's love life, too. Don't go away.
It's that fat guy that is in his documentary.
Yeah, it's the guy.
Dominic Brasky.
Yeah.
But you know what? Since we're going long, we'll cut it there. We'll pick this up on a later episode because there's more to go.
Yeah, there's so much.
That's a good spot to kind of to end that there. We'll check back in on Sal and Jesse.
Cliffhanger.
And yeah, we'll leave it on
who
the nice.
Who saved Corey?
Yeah, who's the actor that saved his life? That is a part one. I did get a video that I could play for break.
I wish everyone could see Jim's face because Jim's making a face.
Oh, am I? I'm just looking for the file.
Oh, okay. Because I was like excited about whatever the video was because of the face you were making.
No. I mean, it's a nice collab. It's E-Rock and Bubbles and I believe Roxy on the video shouting out, doing a Dave Blunt's cover, which is nice because Dave Blunt's, his album came out today, I believe.
Wait, who's saying it then?
Oh, yeah, no, they don't say it.
Bubbles says it.
But that is a part one. We will be back. We're just going on a quick break, so hang out. Hang with your boys.
I love it if Bubbles said it.
A Bubble and E-Rock production. Yeah.
Hey, yo, Bubba, just fuck him up.
Wake up 5 a.m. and I'm thinking about Jim and them. Yeah. They got their YouTube track down by Corey Feldman. Give a fuck about Cocoa Bun feeling. Nah. HDM and JP creeping. Had a freak out, now it's dance grip. Got a tatted bitch up on stage singing. She's as talented as a horror. We got Funko Pops, fuck Heather or Feldman, be your babysitter. Have I heard that midget was a kid? Now I heard that midget was a pedophile. These goofballs really take a while to kick in. Corey's with her missing. Jim and them are gone and now I'm crying in the kitchen. We gotta lock in, gotta focus, gotta shut down HDM. Now we the wolf pack, gonna attack and raise up Jim and them. I talked to E-Rock and he told me I gotta listen to this tune. He said he listens while kissing large gay men in his room. I told him, hold on, I love all my music, but I don't listen to that. He's like, I'm just playing, that's by God, it's Corey's musical crap. And I'm like, just tell me how to help Jim and them or go back to Tagar. And that's when he told me not to worry, cause Corey's a retard.
Yeah, he's retarded as fuck, for sure. That's facts. On God.
Wake up 5 a.m. and I'm thinking about Jim and them.
creeping, had a freak out, now it's damn quitting. Got a tatted bitch up on stage singing, she's a hell. I need that Funko Pop for Kevin. No, I felt Mindy or babysitting, cause I heard that Mitchell was a kid diddling.
Yeah, he do be diddling, chill. Ayo, Bubble, real quick, before we're done with the song, can I hop on the track? I feel like I got something to say. I mean, you just ripped it up, but I feel like there's just something I gotta say before we're done. Is that cool, Bubble?
Hell yeah.
Yo.
I wake up 3 a.m. and I think about HDM. Like, how the fuck she gonna keep messing around with Jim and them? I give a fuck about a snow owl. Dry pussy like a bowl of duck. Crazy bitch is probably on the prowl. A nasty panty's probably full of rust. Yeah, I think she's in my backyard bushes. Pussy so dry, I can't douche it. Tight as a clamp, you can't even push it. I'm gonna pop her ass like a pincushion. Yeah, I heard you can't even fuck. Yo, it's been a while. Protecting Corey's stupid ass. You are in denial. Always on the net, acting vile.
I'm gonna keep winning, sinning, grinning.
The joke is on you. Hope you like my drip from the tomatoes you threw. The joke is on you. Take a toke while I get as a stick like glue. Hate me, but it's tongue in cheek. Calling me an idiot, don't know how I handle it. Joke's on you. Do me like I'm following. Treats me like a ghost again. My followers blow up again. Joke's on you. Everybody takes a shot. They say this music sucks a lot. You mean the song that you just bought?
The joke's on you.
I see you out there laughing every time I'm gaffing. Now I'm filling stadiums with balls made of titanium.
The joke, it's a joke that's true.
I second guess myself. The pain outweighs the wealth. Maybe it is time I climb back in my shell. God forbid farewell. And well, let's give them hell.
The joke is on you. That act to kill again, ripping at these words again. Thought last time we did them in
the jokes on
his music can be serious. He's begging, we are furious. You can't help but carry us.
The jokes on
I'm doing this for 30 years. Behind my smile, I'm hiding tears. Walk on every stage of cheers.
The jokes on
so when you're knocking down my friends, I'll come back with the crown again. And when you think I'm finally done. You'll lose your shit, you'll never see the semen hit.